I'm going to do something a little bit different today. I'm going to start off with a bear trap that might have turned positive. You guys remember a couple of weeks ago when I read you the bear trap of the guy that got on the elevator as a fat dude was exiting the elevator, and he got on with an attractive woman, and it smelled like hell in there, and he spent the whole elevator ride bagging on the fat guy. How could he do that in an elevator with a lady here? And that's just so offensive. And then after he's saying, you know, how sick it is and how that person must be ill and everything.
Oh,
and
right, yeah.
The girl starts crying and runs off the elevator.
Leaking
air.
Yeah.
And hearing all kinds of hell going on in her underwear. It's one of the most disgusting stories we've ever had. Well, that guy didn't win because Giorgio had a nub story about a bride with a nub or something like that same week. And yeah, that ended up winning. Anyway, well, I get an email from the guy that sent us that story. His name is Joe. He said, I got beat by a late secondhand entry offered by Jub about a no-armed bride and possibly by Craig's repulsion that a woman is capable of...
Dirt.
Sharding.
Oh,
man.
I felt slightly cheated, but oh well. Timing is everything, and mine sucks. On the very day you read my entry on the air, I was riding down the elevator to go to lunch when you guessed it, that woman got on my elevator.
No way!
I was with friends, and she had a girlfriend with her, and I noticed her looking at me and smiling, but I tried not to make eye contact since I just outed her on America's favorite radio station.
Oh, no.
We reached the lobby, and everyone went their separate ways. I ran some errands, and then after lunch, I returned to the building alone. You guessed it. She was waiting at the elevator bank, and we got on the same elevator. She was still with her friend. I was studying my shoes very hard, but could feel her staring, and when I looked up, she was smiling at me. Her friend was gabbing at her, but when the elevator stopped at her floor, she looked at me and said, you could have at least told them that I lost some weight on those diet pills.
Oh, my gosh.
She then got off the elevator.
Well, at least she was smiling.
Later in the afternoon, I got an email from her. She had tracked me down through the company directory. She asked to meet me after work for drinks. I was nervous because I was afraid she was going to have me served for invasion of privacy, but I met her. Turns out she's a huge P1 and thought my account of the event was funny, even though she said she was embarrassed for months after it happened. We went out to dinner the next night, and I think I have a decent chance of banging her.
Oh, my God. Not now. That she's a huge P1. That one's over.
He says, thanks for that. People do win. Listening to the click.
That is wild.
God, but is
usually you just think you're in a safe zone.
Great
if
success.
It's a girl in
yeah,
your
if it's
office,
a girl, they're not going to be listening to the ticket.
You're fine.
But, you know, this is the show that women listen to on the ticket above all others.
Mm-hmm.
They find the gentle musers female-friendly for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
So upon hearing that, which she certainly just did, does he still have a decent chance of marrying her?
No.
I think he does. She sounds like she digs him.
And the ticket.
Yeah, and she's already exposed her weakest fault to him. And,
yeah.
And he's still gone out for drinks with her. And
why is he still interested?
I don't know, man. Isn't that a deal killer?
It's got to be.
No.
If you get any confirmation that a woman does that, then you should be done with her.
That's ridiculous.
No, it isn't.
It's just a very unfortunate time. You shouldn't... That shouldn't be like one of the first things you talk about or experience together if you're talking about going out
okay,
on a date.
Okay, let's say that
they've gotten all the bad stuff out of the way early.
Okay, let's say that these two fall in love, get married, have kids. Mom, Dad, how'd you meet?
Well, Mom bombed an elevator. And
I mean, there's a pock upon their relationship that can never go away.
They'll always know that's how it started. And the start of their relationship will be associated with that smell. You know how powerful that sense is?
Yeah.
How you associate
triggering
it
with
it.
Memories, yeah. That sort of thing, your olfactory sense.
And Dad emailed a radio station, and they read it on the air?
And that brought y'all together?
Gross.
Ugh. Well, anyway, I hope that he scores out of this whole deal, if he so chooses. Okay, a few entries for Bear Trap of the Week. Would you like an audio entry here?
Sure.
This comes to us from Channel 8 and Pete Delkus. Now, I'm not sure this is a huge e-break, I mean a huge Bear Trap, but it is broadcast on TV, so that makes it worse, right?
Yes.
Pete Delkus decides to bag on Dale Hansen, because Dale wasn't there that day, and he had a Dale story to share.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Gloria Campos is the one that snaps the bear trap shut on Pete's leg. Listen as Gloria informs everyone why Dale is out.
I felt like it. Tim Walker sent me this picture. I think it's just heat stroke, Dale, is what happened to him. So I think you shot him. Well, I did shoot him, but...
Wait, Dale is there. I guess it was about a time when Dale wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
The eyes are still open. You know, Gloria, Dale told me an interesting story. Welcome back. You were off. She was off again. Dale told me an interesting story. You didn't notice that?
My mother's ailing.
That's
thanks
right.
a lot, Pete.
Well,
his dad was ailing, so Dale had taken time
Or was
off.
It her dad?
No, I think
was he welcoming her back to the set, or Dale?
No, Dale.
Oh, okay.
Dale. And Dale was off again, as he normally is and everything. Oh, now come on. His dad was ailing.
Now, why did she have to spring the bear trap like that?
She didn't.
That makes Dale probably uncomfortable.
Yes.
Certainly made Pete uncomfortable.
Dale might have not mentioned that his dad was ailing on that. And
their happy talk, Dale and Pete's, is better than most, but it's still white-knuckly.
Yeah. Well, it's always, I think any happy talk is.
Yeah.
Because happy talk is born out of nervousness. That is the parent of happy talk, is nervousness.
But they actually have some pretty funny lines sometimes, Pete and Dale do.
Sorry for that audio quality. I didn't realize it sounded worse than the 1936 WRR broadcast that we aired earlier in the week. Second entry comes to us from P1 Kevin. He says, it was late September of 1999. I was in college and I didn't have health insurance or the money to get an oral surgeon to have my wisdom teeth removed. A family friend who was a dentist offered to try and remove them for a few hundred bucks. To try and remove them? That's real iffy. So I took him up on the offer. Because he wasn't able to put me under, he pumped me full of sedatives and put me on laughing gas to try to help numb me up for this frontier-like surgery I was about to undergo. While he was waiting for the sedatives to kick in, he had one of his dental assistants sit with me to monitor my status. The dental assistant appeared to be in her late 50s with a very short, trendy haircut that was styled with gel. She was working a crossword puzzle, and after a while, the silence began to feel a bit awkward, so I struck up a conversation about the dreaded Y2K crisis that was about to bring the world to an end. As we talked, I commented on all of these idiots that are stockpiling food and water preparing for the end of the world. She replied, my husband and I have purchased 250-gallon drums of water and have also been saving food. Even in my drug-hazed state of consciousness, I became uncomfortable and attempted to scamper away verbally. But in a full panic, I immediately complimented her by saying, hey, I like your haircut. To this, she responded with a very short and terse, thanks, it's called chemo.
Oh, God. My God!
A double bear trap.
And she immediately looked back down at her crossword puzzle.
Wow. That's the rare double.
The double bear trap. He says, I was then overly polite to the other younger dental assistant who assisted my incredibly painful white trash wisdom teeth removal. Even though she was rather homely, I asked her out on a date, and she gleefully accepted. I never took her out on that date, and to this day I haven't returned to the dentist office.
God.
Sorry.
Yeah, when you have a double bear trap, you can't even speak to that person again in that setting. You just gotta...
All right, the first bear trap was...
almost understandable.
Yeah.
A lot of people had that opinion back in 99.
Yeah, that was, you know, what people were talking about was the Y2K thing, mm-hmm. and you were either on the stockpile side or isn't the stockpile group crazy. All right, but obviously she got ticked at that, and had he not had the first bear trap, I don't think he would have had the second one.
Right.
He would have complimented her on her hair, and she just would have said thanks. But she saw an opportunity here for payback, and she took it. And boy, did she take it. So that comes to us from P1 Kevin. Let's see.
Hot dog?
Well, I'm trying to see who this is from. Let's just say this is Russell, okay? I think it's Russell. Yeah. He says, our softball season ended this past weekend, and the guys on the team were sending some emails around, sort of end-of-season email round, right? And it's a draft league, so you generally play with different guys each year, and the ages range from 20 to around 65. Well, I sent out this email and walked right into a bear trap, and this was Russ's email. He says, fun season, guys. Great clubhouse atmosphere. I would like to take this time to announce my retirement from the Shalom Temple Softball League. It's been a fun 8 years in the league, and I've already accomplished everything there is to accomplish in this league, except making the All-Star team, batting .500, winning a batting title, playing good defense, so on and so on, right? It's a jokey little email. He says to Tim Weathers, I doubt you remember me, but I'm the guy who wore a visor every week, played first base the last two games, and sat next to you on the bench between innings and batted before you. You can stop introducing yourself to me before every game now. So he's making a joke to one of his players there in the mass email. Then I get this reply from Tim Weathers' wife. Tim will no longer play softball this year. It was really hard for him. He has Alzheimer's since 2006, and you're right, he doesn't remember you. Just wanted to let you know. Signed, Carol Weathers.
Wow.
A bear trap email.
Wow. That's horrible. The poor guy, battling Alzheimer's, still engaging in one of his passions.
Yes, taking the shorts from this guy.
Taking in the shorts from wisecracking Russ.
The only thing that makes it somewhat acceptable is that, is that it was via email,
yeah,
not in person.
Yeah.
However, I think there's a chance here that Russ ran into a mass bear trap if a lot of other people on the team knew that Tim had been battling Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And here they're wondering, man, what the F are you doing, Russ? Sent up this mass email bagging on another guy that remember you. So there you go, three candidates. Pete Delkus talking about Dale Hansen's ailing father. You had Kevin with his frontier wisdom teeth surgery with the bitter dental assistant that he somehow made fun of once and then stepped in a cancer bear trap with him the second time, double bear trap. And then Russ sending out the email publicly calling out an Alzheimer's victim.
It's hard to beat the double. If Russ had done that like at an end of season banquet, and that guy had been there, that might have been the winner. But since it was email, I'm going to say the guy who did the double is this week's winner.
I think the double wins.
All right, P1 Kevin, you have won the Bear Trap Moment of the Week. Congratulations. We'll send your sash in the mail.